Could the crime scene at Mare d'Albert be hiding other sordid secrets? In any case, this case, which has been in the news since Friday, May 28, is far from over. New searches in the Lecce orchard that the alleged serial killer Umayyad Ebrahim was guarding are planned for Tuesday, June 1. A Blue Star exercise will also be carried out in the room in the orchard to search for traces of blood. During a raid on the orchard yesterday, Monday, May 31, officers of the Major Crime Investigation Team, MCIT, found a pair of sandals and a mobile phone. At present, they do not know who the owner is. The recent discovery of the bodies of two women in their 40s buried in a Lecce orchard has shocked their relatives. The recent discovery of the bodies of two women in their 40s buried in a lettuce orchard shocked their relatives, and they wondered if the alleged murderer, who is in a psychiatric hospital, was hunting for prey on his Facebook page. Would he have made other victims? Umayyad Ebrahim's mobile phone has been sent to the IT unit to be checked. His messages will be decrypted to trace witnesses, who will be called to shed light on the case. Investigators suspect that he confided in friends. Flashback. Last October, Zahira Rampouth, 40, met Umayyad Ebrahim, 38, a great romantic on social networks. After a few weeks, she moved in with him and believed that the 30-year-old was genuinely in love with her, but the mother of a 17-year-old daughter was sadly mistaken. In January, an argument broke out between the couple. The 40-year-old had learned of the existence of another young woman in the life of the alleged murderer. The two women were bickering over who was the one chosen by Umayyad Ebrahim. But shortly afterwards, the young woman, a woman named Shenaz, had to back out. The investigators suspect that it was the existence of this other young woman that started it all. Under psychiatric treatment. On the other hand, investigators also met with Umayyad Ebrahim's treating doctors at the psychiatric hospital, who say that he is still undergoing treatment and that they cannot comment immediately on whether the alleged murderer will be able to face an interrogation. The story came to light a week earlier. Umayyad Ebrahim, a 38-year-old psychiatric patient admitted to the high-security ward of Brown's Accord Hospital, BSH, was visited by a relative. He asks him to sign his discharge from BSH. He explains that since the death of Zahira Rampouth he has been suffering from depression. A song posted on his Facebook page about a young man killing a young woman he was madly in love with clicked in the head of this relative. He then contacted Zahira Rampouth's relatives in Valapito, who were not aware of the news of her death. One of the victim's sisters went to the registry office to consult the death certificate and then to the police to report her disappearance. Pressed with questions by MCIT investigators, Umayyad Ebrahim said Zahira Rampouth committed suicide and that he buried her in a place near his home in Mare d'Albert when the body started to decompose. He led investigators there on Friday. After several hours of digging, the remains of the 40-year-old from Valapito wrapped in a sheet were unearthed in the lettuce orchard. In the same evening, the relatives of Hima Kunja Bihari, a resident of Bamboos who had been missing since May 10, learned of the news through the media. They were aware of the affair between the 40-year-old and Umayyad Ebrahim and had reported her disappearance on May 22. They immediately alerted the MCIT and the investigators again arrived at the BSH. The alleged murderer then confessed to killing her by suffocating her because she did not want to go home. She had joined him in the shack in the orchard on May 10, her 40th birthday. After 3 days, he asked the Bamboos resident to go home but she refused, he said. The police found his body buried a few meters from the first one in the same Lecce orchard. The suspect was examined by a psychiatrist and a police doctor. A report on his condition is expected.